41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Thanks for listening to City Limits. I'm Scott Willis. Think about this scenario. You're living in poverty and finally land a good-paying job, but you don't have a car or a reliable way to get to work. What would you do? There's the bus, if it comes and goes where and when you need it to. Cabs? Ride-sharing? Too expensive. Numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau show in 2016, nearly 30% of Syracuse residents didn't have access to a car. That's about the same as cities that are more walkable or have better public transportation like San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. Transportation to and from work is critical for those trying to dig themselves out of poverty. But here in Syracuse, there aren't many answers, unless you're Deborah Hundley. A few years ago, she and others started looking into the problem and found that job candidates would go through training programs but had no way to get to work if they got a job. So she founded Providence Services and tried to figure out a cost-effective way to match people to job sites not well served by public transportation. Hundley settled with what she calls a modified van pool, where she contracts with livery companies to provide shuttles to and from work at a heavily discounted rate. Riders pay $5 to $7 each way. A small grant makes up the difference. I decided to find out how it works and meet some of those who seem to sincerely appreciate the reliable, affordable ride service. Now, for most of us, when it's time to go to work, we simply get in the car and don't give it a second thought. But for some Syracuse area residents, going through this routine isn't even in the cards.
My name is Herman Williams. I stay at 103 Dyer Court. I work at Burn Dairy out there off of Fly Road. And I've been out there 3 months.
I'm waiting outside the Western Lights Wegmans for the CNY Green Taxi. I'm about to join a few others who've arranged a ride to work at Spectrum near Carrier Circle. You see, these employees don't have a car. The bus schedule or routes just don't match their shift or location. And a traditional cab or ride-sharing service is simply too expensive. That's where a tiny nonprofit called Providence Services comes in. They provide transportation to work at a reduced rate for workers just trying to get ahead.
Without this service, I would have never had this job because I wasn't going to work there because I didn't have the transportation. Previous jobs I had, but I didn't have the means and the transportation to get there. So I would either call in or whatever, but the service that I got now with the rides working back, I could be there on time. The sky's the limit for me right now.
I think transportation is just overlooked. And, you know, I talk to people, the transportation, and their eyes sort of glaze over. And yet, if that was a disease, we'd be jumping in. We have to cure this. And there's so many jobs out there. You know, we communicate with companies, and they want to have a diverse workforce. They want that. The diversity is in the city, but they have to be able to get there.
I'm Nancy, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
I'm Scott. Thanks for allowing me to ride along.
Absolutely.
Our first stop is at Bellevue Heights Apartments, just down the street from the Western Lights Wegmans.
You find most people are on time?
Yes, within a few minutes.
Okay.
This first woman that we're picking up is frequently like 2 or 3 minutes late.
I've done somewhat of a deep dive into people, investing in people, and I've met an awful lot of wonderful people who have just not had opportunities, to be honest with you. And, you know, they look to what we have as sort of life-saving for them, because without it, they're stuck.
Good morning.
This is Scott. Scott, this is
good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
I'm with WAER. So tell us a little bit about how much this this ride helps? How much does the service really help, I guess, as far as, you know, getting to work?
Okay, being that I don't have a car, it's helpful because I'm able to get to and from work without having to get on the bus. And do so, it is very cold outside. And it helps me get to work.
Right. Have you tried getting to work other ways?
Like I have tried on the bus, and I would have to be to work 2 hours early.
So that obviously doesn't work with your shift that you have right now, right?
No, it doesn't.
I meet with each person, and we talk about what their challenges are in their life, and they tell me about their family and what they've gone through. It's personal. You know, if you talk to a person like that, you don't just throw it away and say, oh, well, too bad.
You know, I had 24 arrests with 4 felonies, and it's hard for me to go out there and get it because they do the background check on me, you know. So when I went through Manpower, I got this job. They did a background on me, and I'm still in this job. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, this is it for me. I'm 47 years old, you know, and I feel like I'm comfortable. Like, I'm good. You know, wifey, she's good. And at the end of the day, I'm enjoying where I'm at right now.
You feel you've turned around?
Right, definitely. Right. I haven't been in trouble in 4 years. Like, you know, so I'm learning, you know. You see where I'm at, though. So it's always obstacles and trying to just maintain who I am and what people do out here in the streets to you, too, though. You know, so I stay out of the streets, stay in the house, get the taxi cab, go to work, come home, and stay in the house.
Are the temptations still there, or are you done with it?
I'm done with it. The temptation is not there no more. Like, it's easy to get into, but it's hard to get out. But I'm blessed with where I'm at.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. So how helpful is this, you know, to keep the cost down, but also, you know, be able to get to work?
I get to work on time, and it's not breaking a hole in my pocket. I guess that's how helpful it is. I get to keep my cash in my pocket.
It probably helps with other bills you have and things like that, right?
It doesn't screw up my budget.
So how long do you see yourself using this, I guess? For the near future, or?
For as long as I need them.
Okay.
And I don't know how long that's going to be.
And have you tried other ways to get to work, or?
Central bus.
And how does that work?
It's either show up to work 2 hours early or come in 5 minutes late. So after a certain time, there's no way home.
It has gotten to the point where we have probably 5 people for every one that we take, and we're very, very limited in funding that we have. So it sort of breaks your heart because that person needs the job as much as the one you're taking, but you don't have the money to be able to do that.
So I've heard that there's kind of a wait sometimes before there are enough slots for people to get a ride, just because of the demand for the service.
Yes, there is, but I guess at the time that I started my job, it was a lot of open slots.
What's the plan, I guess, looking down the road?
Yes, I do plan on to continue to use it until I get a vehicle.
Okay, and do you know, when do you hope that might happen, I guess, you know?
Soon.
Soon, okay.
Yes.
Many of these jobs, I mean, you know, if you're getting paid $10 an hour, just living is a challenge, you know, so you can't expect somebody to go out and buy a car or something like that, you know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Scott.
No, I don't.
I'm Jay.
We desperately need funding. We had anticipated if we had gotten $25,000 for funding, we could have helped 60 people over a year. We got less than half. We have helped 54 people in 6 months.
Probably a cab coming out here will probably be $20 or so, or I would be trying to look for rides every day, and I don't really know anyone, so it's very helpful. I don't know what I would do. I probably wouldn't even have this job right now because I would have probably gave up.
It's such a little bit that we ask to have such a big benefit within the community. So We need support. My feeling is, if you're going to say you want to reduce poverty, where can you get it done cheaper? And it's wonderful to talk about it, but show a little money to where the results have been proven.
How hard would it be to keep this job if you didn't have this ride?
Very.
It'll be very difficult.
Because, like I said, you either got to come to work 2 hours early or arrive to work five minutes late. And
to neglect this, which I see as one of the largest impediments to getting out of poverty, and the Federal Reserve did a study on it, and they said the same thing. And the UN said the same thing. We need to wake ourselves up here and stop talking about let's solve poverty and then overlooking fixable problems.
You worked at Spectrum, right?
Yes, about a month.
About as long as we've been taking a ride service.
Okay, so all of you about a month or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
After dropping off the workers, I realized, well, I'd need a ride back to the Western Lights Wegmans. Now, for me, that would mean paying the full fare.
Well, that was fun.
Yes. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
How much?
And that total comes to $33.80. That's a fare that these workers just can't afford to get to and from work. Now, it's clear from my conversations that the Spectrum workers would clearly be lost without this affordable transportation option. They simply could not get to work and hold down a job. And to think, as Deborah Hundley said, for every person she helps, five more could also use a ride. It's not hard to imagine what might happen to Herman Williams if he wasn't able to get to his job at Ultra Dairy in East Syracuse. Thanks to his reliable ride, he hasn't missed one day of work. In 3 short months, he's advanced from earning $10.25 an hour to $13.75, something his boss says normally takes 8 to 9 months. Herman tells me at this rate he's on track to earn $15.75 an hour and maybe climb the ladder to supervisor, paying almost twice that. He also gets a bonus for showing up early or on time. He hopes to earn enough to move out of Pioneer Homes to a nice apartment in Liverpool, away from the streets that got him into trouble for so many years. All because reliable, affordable transportation gave him that ticket out of a life of poverty. For City Limits, I'm Scott Willis, WAER News.
City Limits is a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org. Stay tuned for more stories from this series and subscribe in iTunes for automatic delivery of new episodes.